Alternatively, you know people who don't have or don't want the position, but people choose to follow them anyway. It is action, not titles, that makes leaders. Leadership is a responsibility. When you were placed in or accepted a formal or informal role of leadership, you received a significant amount of responsibility. This may seem obvious if your title is president, CEO, or business owner, but your responsibility is massive as a first-level leader, too. Think about it this way. Outside of people's closest family and friends, you as their boss are about the most influential person in their life. You have an impact on their pay, their work environment, even if you aren't sitting in the same location, the level of stress they experience, the amount of satisfaction they find in their work, and 100 other things. People are looking to you. If you are leading, people are following you. You have a responsibility, therefore, for more than yourself and your own results. You must make sure that the direction you are headed is a useful and valuable one, too. You can try to ignore this responsibility, but it won't change the significance of the role. And while it is a responsibility, it isn't a power grab. The behaviors that lead to others granting you power don't come from you simply wanting it. They come from your relentless focus on serving others. If you try to grab power or claim authority, you aren't leading. When you lead in the ways we will discuss throughout this book,